The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Hey.
We made it.
Thank goodness.
Right? And Danny and Taryn are jumping their little hearts out.
Yay! Yes.
I am running on about 4 hours of sleep because I went to Cirque du Soleil last night. Dude, and it was incredible.
So many of my friends must have been there as well, because I was looking at a bunch of pictures and videos and I was like, man, I love those and they look great.
Oh, it was amazing. Your jumping, Taryn and Danny, was impressive, but not as impressive as last night.
Oh, wow.
Let's get to
they're
John.
They're more like the clowns of Cirque than
yeah.
the performers.
So, yeah, yes. Pretty much. John from Columbia City, are you there?
Dude, totally, dude. The Friday morning lady is hilarious, dude.
We love her.
We do. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Here we go.
For those playing at home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Right. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Dude, I'm going to try for sure.
We got faith in you. What number are the Mariners retiring in honor of Ichiro Suzuki?
51.
Correct. What is the name of the robotic vacuum cleaner sold by iRobot?
Pass.
When it comes to computers,
Roomba.
What does... Yes. When it comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Computer processing unit?
No.
Pass.
What was the first Pixar film to be released on Blu-ray?
Blue Velvet.
No.
Twin Peaks.
No.
R.I.P. David Lynch. Don't know.
What is the flattest state in the U.S.?
Oh, God. Indiana, Ohio, or Illinois?
No.
He's at three.
Oh, what was the name of Whitney Houston's first platinum single?
Need to dance with somebody?
No.
Somebody to dance with?
No.
Pass.
Oh, what animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping?
Koala bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo. Cool. John, you got 3 correct, and you were so close on 2 of those.
Dude, right on. Dude.
It was in the vein. In the vein, for sure.
Oh, man. I wanted to either give you a hint or just have Taryn whisper it to you.
You rule. You guys rule.
You rule too. All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes.
What number are the Mariners retiring in honor of Ichiro Suzuki?
Number 51.
You know it.
Ichiro.
What is the name of the robotic vacuum cleaner sold by iRobot?
Roomba.
Yes.
I want one so
When it
bad.
Comes to computers, what does CPU stand for?
Computer processing unit.
No.
Oh, that just went... Central Processing Unit.
Wow, yes. What was the first Pixar film to be released on Blu-ray?
Toy Story?
No.
Good Up? Guess.
No.
Toy Story 2?
No. Damn. What is the flattest state in the U.S.?
Nevada.
No.
New Mexico.
No.
Wyoming.
No. What was the name of Whitney Houston's first platinum single?
I want to dance with somebody.
Woo! Yes. What animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping?
That would be a possum?
No.
What was the question?
What animal is known to spend 90% of its day sleeping?
Koala bear?
Wow, yes. Steve, and with that, you got 5 correct.
Oh, no.
Not great, but you still won 5-3.
Yeah. Whoa.
Sorry, John.
Yeah. Dude, you guys, man, thank you so much. Have a ripping weekend. And I want to do an all hockey, dude, question.
Oh,
dude, let's do that sometime for sure. That'd be a blast. Who's your favorite team?
So it's Kraken, but it's the Red Wings and stuff.
Yeah.
But
John almost tied you. He said computer processing unit. You eventually got central processing unit. What was the first Pixar film to be released on Blu-ray?
I'm going to guess Monsters, Inc.
And you'd be wrong. Mm. Cars.
Mm. Cars.
Yes. And what is the flattest state in the U.S.? This shocked me.
Is it Nebraska?
No.
California.
No.
It's Washington.
No. It's Florida.
Oh. Huh.
Right? I would have never guessed that. Well, congrats on beating John.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, what happened at your job that made it very apparent that you needed to quit? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. Shoot us a text message. Give us the details.
This text just came in. It says, I knew it was time to quit my job when my boss hit on my sister. I worked at a really sketchy pizza place over on Greenwood. The guy was just cringy. And he was always coming on to the ladies. Whenever a lady came to the shop, he's like, hey, pretty lady, you like what you see or something? And then he also would ask them to sing. Because I guess he had a full karaoke bar there as well. And then he would try and get girls to sit on his lap. And eventually he said, to get revenge, I ratted him out to the health department and said, and they were shut down a few months later.
That is such a cringy, creepy situation.
He's like, dude, don't hit on my sister.
Or any of these ladies coming in. They just want a pizza.
They just want a pizza. They don't want to sit on your lap and sing songs, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Was the pizza any good at least?
Ugh.
That'd have been all right. Another text says, yeah, I knew it was time to quit my job when my paycheck bounced. Yeah, it's a pretty good indicator that, you know what, maybe this isn't the place I should be working at.
Yeah, that's bad news for sure.
I remember working at a place where they would, like, this is back in the, they'd give you a check and they would actually say, hey, can you wait until next week to cash this check? And I was like, okay. And then, I mean, always got paid, but it was always so strange. I'm just like, wait, or there were some times where just like, can you cash that as soon as you can?
Oh,
and I'm
no.
Like, what does that even mean?
Things might be different next
Cash
week.
Cash that as soon as I can. Another person says, I told my boss that with seniority comes advancement and promotion. I was fired that afternoon.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, some people are even sharing how they were fired by douchey bosses. One person said, my mom was fired on her wedding day, and this was in the late 1950s. The company reasoning was that she was going to be pregnant and was going to have to quit soon. My dad quit his job on the wedding day because the boss was short-staffed and needed him to work. And this all happened at the altar during their vows. They told each other this stuff.
Whoa.
What an epic wedding.
Yeah, that's some drama. Layers of drama.
Man, I still can't get over the guy, the pizza guy. Hey, ladies. You want to sing some songs and have some cheese sticks?
Come have one of Daddy's slices.
You want the late night Daddy slice? You got to sit on my lap.
Gross.
Sing a song.
I told you about the time that I quit and took my Keurig with me when I worked at a gym.
Yes.
Yeah. When I quit, I was mad because I was always covering Zumba classes for this one lady, but then she would never cover mine back. And she was definitely the favorite between the two of us, which was very frustrating. And so I did the whole, I'm out of here, left the key, and I'm taking the Keurig.
You took your ball and you went home.
I did.
That is amazing.
Stephen Kirkland, you told your boss that the new hire was smoking meth.
Yeah, I came into work and I spent a week training this guy. Just, you know, it's not really tough, but when I came in that the next day after we were done training, he was standing there right in front where everybody could see him, just puffing away. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So I went upstairs to talk to the boss, and he just shook his head. He said, yeah, that's, you got a problem. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, you probably shouldn't come back here tomorrow. And I was, what are you talking? Are you firing me? And he said, yep. And it turns out he was a massive drug addict, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
Wait, the boss was as well?
Yeah. You know, and I just, you know, I just never saw him do anything. He never acted weird. It was just, it's, I can't explain it. I was just so shocked.
He didn't want you ratting out his drug buddies.
Yeah, and the thing is I'm the last guy in the world that would rat on anybody. But, you know, there's a point where when people come into a business, they expect it to be a business, not some guy doing drugs right there in front of you and then saying, hold on 1 second. Yeah, can I help you?
Ew.
You know, that just doesn't work.
But in all fairness, did he get his job done? No, I'm kidding.
Maybe that's why he was so efficient.
I'm with you, Steve. Like, if I saw Danny having a couple shots, like, I'd be like, Danny, you might want to tone down drinking on the job. But if all of a sudden I see him over there and he's like just smoking crack, I'd be like, this is a problem.
I'm afraid to be hung over at work.
Right?
Literally.
That would be insane. I do have to say, we have, I don't know if you, have you ever heard, whenever we talk about like people quitting their job, I always think of this one lady. Her name is Inetta the Mood Setter. She was a radio personality that quit her job live on the radio. Have you ever heard about Inetta?
No. What, how long ago was this?
Oh, dude, this has to be, I'd say pushing 20 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
So she worked overnight. It had to be forever ago because back in those days, you know, we had overnight radio personalities.
We sure did.
That worked from midnight till like, you know, whatever, 6 a.m. entertaining people as they were like either coming home from a job or doing whatever and late at night. And she was not happy about how much she was getting paid and decided to just air all of her grievances live on the radio. You haven't heard this?
No.
Even if you have heard this, every time I hear it, I get excited to hear it again because it's, to me, one of the greatest ways to quit a job ever. So this is Inetta the Mood Setter just snapping and quitting live on the radio.
The big station 93BLX, it is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the Mood Setter. And I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is.
So how great is this already?
Very important announcement.
She's about to finish her shift. The morning show's about to start. And she's like, I've got something important to say.
I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not going to take it.
I also love that she's able to still mix the songs while quitting her job. Like, you got this upbeat music going on while you're just about to clown on everyone you work with.
I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore.
I love that bitch.
That bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
It's over.
That is amazing.
I quit this bitch.
Hey, Inetta.
That's iconic.
Right?
Did she ever work in radio again?
Do we have try? I think she did for a moment. Because I was thinking, that kind of piece right there, she had us just glued to the radio, just listening. Like, what's about? She's a storyteller. And I think she did work in radio for a little bit after that. But we've tried to track her down and get her on just to kind of see what's going on in her world. Because obviously, like, you know, people working in radio, like, it's even more epic. But I think just in general, it was like a viral clip that went, you know, back in the early days of like the E-bombs world.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those days?
I do.
Back when we were kids, we had a different way. We didn't have TikTok.
We didn't have the YouTubes.
We had E-bombs world.
Funnyordie.com.
Damn straight. Legendary.
I love that so much.
I quit this bitch.
$6 an hour.
I hope she's still setting the mood somewhere, though. That's the kind of mood I can get behind.
She should
fiery.
Be fiery. She needs to do a TED Talk.
Oh, my God.
And share this whole story, play the audio, talk about what happened after the fact. I mean, this is such a legendary moment.
Oh, I love her.
She's
I wish
best.
I knew her.
I quit this bitch.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a woman from Florida named Teal who was gored by a bull on her farm.
Okay.
Which is very intense.
What kind of farm do you have where you have a bull going around?
That's a great question. I have no bulls.
Have you ever tried to get a bull?
No.
So, yeah, you wouldn't even
that would be
that
too much.
Too aggressive.
Too aggressive.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see Brad, you know, in his stoner ways, wanting to chill out with a bull hanging out in your backyard.
That being said, I have seen some pretty adorable mini Highland cows, and I would be down with a mini cow, a mini bull.
A mini bull. How big did they get?
I don't know. Mini?
Was that 3 feet tall?
Probably.
Can you ride it?
Only one way to find out.
A couple drinks, a couple White Claws, and there's Sarah's just riding a little mini bull.
Well, if this woman had not been gored by the bull, she may not have been able to live, to survive. She ended up finding out some life-saving news because of the x-rays that she had to have done for a broken rib that she sustained during the bull goring.
You hear that from time to time where somebody, something not awful, well, getting gored by a bull is awful, but like maybe something like, you know, I did this, I fell and I hurt my knee, so I went to the doctor to go check it out, and then I found out that I had some kind of a disease. Had I not found that out, it could have been, you know, fatal, but because I found it out soon enough, I was okay.
So doctors ended up finding a tumor in her lung, and because of the severity of the tumor, if they had not found it then, it could have ended up killing her.
Wow.
Yeah, here's Teal talking about her bull attack.
When I walked outside, I saw my son getting whammed by this bull. I just kind of gave up the ghost. I was like, okay, Lord, it's me or you. You know, I'm done here. I can't hold out any longer. I'm alive, and I'm going to stay alive.
Wow. That is very intense.
Just the fact that she survived a bull attack, like that right there is a story in itself. And then all of a sudden you find out, okay, I'm going to be okay thanks to this stupid bull.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that at all. I've never even had, like, I mean, we've never even had an issue with a really aggressive animal on our property, except for one goat named Boo Boo, who we ended up having to get rid of. But Boo Boo had horns, and he would sometimes like try to hook you or like get you. And then when I was pregnant with Barrett, and he got me in the leg, and it actually like abrased my skin and made me a little bit like I bled a little bit. And my husband was like, we're getting rid of this goat.
How are the goat chops after?
Oh my God. The curry. It was goat curry. No, we didn't
do that. Curry.
But so here's the thing. I was still defending the goat. I almost said bull. I was still defending the goat at this point, telling Brad, like, he's just doing goat things.
Right.
Just can't be mad at the goat.
Yeah.
Like this poor lady. That bull was just being a bull, doing bull things. But then this after I had Barrett, like the moment we got home from the hospital, I was like, oh, we got to get rid of that goat. Like
yes,
I became like, you know, a protector.
Well, yeah, it's okay if like you could handle it. You could kind of like fend for yourself, but you can't have a child in that situation.
Sure. So, but the best part is, you want to know where he ended up? It was not the curry. I found a guy that has those like herds of goats that clear brush.
Oh, okay.
You see them on like the side of I-5 and stuff.
When
sometimes
we used to work at the old building, we would look outside the window, and right by I-5, there was always just like 15 goats, sometimes 12 goats, just out there just gnawing on the lawn.
Yeah, so that was what we ended up doing.
Such a strange thing. I'm like, I feel like we can fix this quicker with just a lawnmower.
So we sold him to, I mean, the guy paid best money for the goat.
How much?
It was like $300 or something like that.
$300 for a goat.
Yeah.
That's all it costs to get one?
Now you, yeah, well, yeah, or if you adopt one, they sometimes have adoption fees that are far less than that.
Well, I'm sure as hell not getting a goat. We have fake grass in our backyard. That would be very weird. Seems like this is the worst grass I've ever eaten.
Also, if you do have goats, they whatever the most precious things are in your garden that you love, that's what they're going to eat first.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get to play with your goats?
I mean, I do. I go out into their little pen. Like yesterday, I was out there getting
No. Well, don't look at me like I'm not
gonna play
fetch. I'm asking questions.
But they
don't
they,
shame me for my ignorance.
But they love neck scratches and like booty scratches and stuff. Like they're very, very affectionate. One of them, the big one, he'll lean on me.
They like belly rubs?
I don't, you know, I don't know that I've tried to get under there.
City folks just don't get it.
But they don't like to be touched on their head. Because that is kind of like, that's, I mean, you see goats do the headbutting.
Right.
So if you touch their head, sometimes that can cause them to be a little bit aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like they think that you want to headbutt.
So you
want
a little tush rub instead of a
pat? No, a little tush rub, tush scratch, back scratch, neck scratch is what they really like though.
So no, like you can't get like a squeaky toy and they won't like want to play like tug of war or anything like that.
I've not yet had that experience with my goats, okay. No. But they do, what's also really funny when they get real fired up and they're running around their goat pen a whole bunch, like they, you know, they kind of chase each other, like they're playing tag. They pant like dogs. You're like, hey, slow down everybody. Let's grab some water. Let's take five.
You broke Steve. He's not going to be available for the rest of the show.
I just love that it couldn't have just stopped with they pant like dogs. I think anyone listening even if you don't have a dog, can visualize and make the sound in your head of what a panting dog sounds like. But I respect.
There may be someone out there who's never heard a dog pant before, Steve, and I don't want them to feel left out of this conversation.
Mind you, just a few minutes before that, I asked, say, how big are these bowls? And she just puts her hand like 3 feet above the ground, but doesn't say about 3 feet tall.
About
she just,
yay high.
She's like, about this high. And I'm like, you know, people who are listening have no idea what that means. But then you bring up they pant like dogs. I'm like, all of our listeners know what a panting dog sounds like, but you still had to make it a point to go. It's interesting the things that you need to illustrate and the other things that you don't.
You guys, I just want to say thanks for bringing me onto this show, because how would you ever know these things if you hadn't?
I would be very goat ignorant.
It is an educational experience every morning. You guys are almost farm people now.
I'm ready to get some overalls and go.
Oh, please, let's make this happen.
Oh, my God.
I will pay a lot of money to see Steve in overalls.
Those are the thumbnails that Danny would click on. How Steve much in overalls.
Is drunk Steve chasing a goat around, panting like a dog, too. What?
I can't wait. You guys got to come up to the farm.
Yeah,
you got to come up. I'll have you. We can muck out some pens together. You can feed them.
Oh, no, I'm not doing any work.
What the hell does muck out a pen mean?
It means you gotta like scoop out the poop, get all the bedding out, replace it. Yeah.
Hard pass.
Wait, can I milk your goats?
I mean, my goats are not milkable, so Sarah, the way that it works is.
Oh, no. Never mind.
You'd have to have like a mother. Like, it'd have to be like a pregnant mama goat. She'd have to have her baby, and then she will be in milk.
Oh, I can't just milk a random goat.
You can't just squeeze it a bunch?
No. Right. It's just like humans. Like, if there's nothing in there, there's nothing in there. So right now mine has nothing in there because she's not a mama. And then the boy goat that we have is what you call a weather, so he doesn't have his boys. His boys have been removed.
Weathered,
yeah.
Well, I wouldn't try to milk the boy one. I know that.
Do you?
I'm not sure you do, Sarah.
The Daily Migs. Show.
There's a man from Washington, D.C. His name is John, and he is suing Powerball and the D.C. Lottery for not paying him his money. And how much money you want to know, Steve?
How much?
$340 million in winnings, because he had the right numbers on their website.
Oh, don't tell me the website was wrong.
The website was incorrect.
Oh.
They posted them by accident.
That would be such a dagger. Like, here you are thinking, I'm so fired up. I just won $340 million, which is what, like $15 million after taxes.
Yeah.
But I still, like, that's a lot of money. And then you find out it's just a screw up. I'd be like, well, who's to say that's the screw up? What if the other thing's the screw up? Like, the website's right. Everything else is wrong. Give me my money.
Well, the fact that he's taking legal action.
Lawyer.
The fact that he's taking legal action makes perfect sense to me, right?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean,
I can understand where they're coming from, where it was like, hey, it was a little bit of a faux pas on our end, but like, you didn't win the money. We have proof that you didn't win the money. But still, like, I know pain and suffering is maybe not the right term, but like, you really wet my whistle. You should give me at least a few bucks.
That's like, that level of disappointment is something that only that man will know. The rest of us will never know that level of disappointment. Thinking for a moment that not only has this changed the entire trajectory of your life, but also the generations to come after you and your family.
Like, how long did you know you had that money, or you thought you had that money until, like, what if he quit his job? I mean, you'd be an idiot in a sense. Like, you should make sure everything's all taken care of before you make these decisions. But what if, knee-jerk reaction, he quit his job, he told his whole family, everything's great, and then next thing you know, he's like, hey, about that $340 million, I didn't win any of it.
His name is John Cheeks, and this is him talking about what happened.
Hey, this ticket is no good. Just throw it in the trash can. And I gave him a stern look. I said, in the trash can. He goes, oh, yeah, just throw it away. You're not going to get paid. There's a trash can right there.
Okay. It's right there, man. That's what I had me throw it away. John Cheeks, also, you could probably make some money just selling his name to like an adult film star. Like, that's a great name.
Cheeks is a great last name.
John Cheeks.
His lawyer talks about it, too.
There is precedent for this. A similar case happened in Iowa where a mistake was admitted to by a contractor and they paid the winnings out.
Now, I did see that this has happened before, but like the winnings were like $15 or $4 or $200 or $500. Like, I don't think there's been a precedent for a $340 million Powerball winner.
What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, that is a great question. I mean, do you give... I mean, I'm sure the Powerball and the lottery don't care about your emotions. They're not going to be like, oh, we're sorry you got sad for a second. You got excited for a second. But I feel like, how much would make him feel better?
He's more like, than $4 or $50.
But would like $1,000 be enough to be like,
probably
hey.
Probably not.
We're really sorry. I mean, I would take it. I'd be like, I'm still unhappy, but I'll take your $1,000.
I want to follow this and find out how it shakes out.
What do you think? He's going to get like $1 million? He's not going to get that much money, I don't think, from this.
Well, we'll find out, Rockaholics.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a man named Mitchell. He's from Texas, and he was arrested and charged for being caught on a video at an antique store doing something really gross and weird.
Okay.
He was putting items up his kilt, all the way up in there, and then putting them back on the shelf.
So what's gross and weird about that? The kilt part?
Hey, you know what? I have Scottish blood. I love a kilt.
That's going to make me now start thinking whenever I see someone with a kilt at a store, I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Don't be putting things up your kilt.
I know what you guys like to do with these kilts. No, that's so. Wait, so he would actually just?
Yeah, at this antique store.
And would he buy it at least?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know why that makes the story better to me, but like, if he at least no, it says that the dude put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like some kind of like a weird thing that this guy thinks he's wreaking havoc or something along those lines. I don't know.
The name of the gallery manager is Susan, and she talks about exactly what the cameras caught Mitchell doing on camera.
Number one, I was disgusted. That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice. And they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
Mostly?
Which ones did you keep?
The ones that fetch a high dollar.
Okay, this reporter needs to be educated that you need some follow-up questions. When you say mostly, that means there's some that you did not throw away?
Which ones are still available?
Or, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I guess you can clean it.
I don't want that job.
No, of course not. Also, so he was there with another person. He was with a female.
An accomplice.
Do you think this was like some kind of a, I mean, I don't. Do you think it was like one of those like, you know, like the submissive dominatrix kind of things where like
she's telling him to do it?
He's being told what to do. Yeah. I'm not saying that makes this right or
just sounds very extravagant.
I mean, this is definitely not doesn't mean that like you should get a hall pass for doing something like that. I feel like that's something that you need to like just make a make believe store. You know, kinda like, you know, create your own fake store and do it in the comfort of your own home. You don't go do this at someone else's store and then put it back on the shelves. But do you think that's
possible. I mean, the fetishes that exist in the world never cease to amaze me.
Because I still think about that time. When we went to Chicago once for one of our radio conventions, we were just at some big parade that was going on, and there was a dude. Do you remember this one, Danny? Were you there with us?
What?
There was a dude that was being walked around on a leash.
Oh. No, I was not.
Oh man. It was just like, you know, when you first see him, well, okay, for the whole time you have to do a double take. You're just like, wait a second. And he was wearing. Sarah, were you with us?
I think so.
How do you not remember this?
Well, I mean, it's not the first time I've seen this, Steve.
I mean, he had multiple full-on, times. Like leather straps, and like he was shirtless, but like he had like leather things going around and all over his body. And I mean, I remember just thinking, what is going on here? And then, you know, obviously he was in a situation where like this is what he was being told to do at this event.
Well, hopefully he was a good boy.
Well, I mean, he wasn't causing any problems, so I think, yes, he in fact was a good boy.
Rockaholics, you are listening to The Daily Migs Show. You can give us a follow on socials, by the way, at Daily Migs on both Instagram and Twitter. Did you guys hear the story about Sylvester Stallone and him kind of training up his daughters?
Oh, I hope it doesn't involve a kilt and an antique store.
So his two oldest daughters were moving out to New York City, so he hired actual Navy SEALs to train them in self-defense.
Oh, I love this.
And the daughters are 27 and 25, and it was about 6 hours that they were in the woods training with these guys.
Okay, that's rather aggressive.
And one of the sisters said that they got their butts whooped by these guys. They were the real deal.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with a dude that recently had a party at our neighbor's house. I was talking to one of my buddies, and we were just like BSing about having, you know, being a dad to a daughter and just how it kind of, you know, you get very protective. you get super protected to the point where I came close to like kicking a child in the head. Like, you know, one time because he knocked my daughter over. I didn't. But like my first thing was, you hurt my daughter, I will hurt you. And my wife's looking at me like, he's five, you know, and she's three. Like, you got to let, he didn't do it. She's okay. But, you know, you get very protective.
Of course.
And so I've had this conversation with my wife where I'm like, at some point I want her to go do some kind of martial art. And my buddy was like, I'm thinking the same thing, like, you know, some jiu-jitsu or something, just so that there's like, you know, a skill set there. God forbid if she ever needs to have it. And also, I think it's just a good thing, you know, for discipline and for, you know, an activity to do that. I think that'll be good for her to know how to do. But, you know, I don't got that kind of a connection or hookup where I can get a bunch of Navy SEALs to come over and just train my adult daughters.
I mean, I'm surprised that he doesn't have, like, that he didn't train them himself, you know, because he's a pretty tough dude.
Yeah, but he's a tough dude in movies. I mean,
that's got to translate a little bit to reality.
So if you,
you think he just plays a tough guy, he's just not tough in real life.
You know, I never really challenged him, but I'm not positive. You know.
Well, we're learning all of this about the Stallone family because season two of The Family Stallone is going to be airing this Wednesday, tomorrow at 9:30 on MTV.
I forgot there was even a season one. To be honest with you, like.
I'm looking at his daughters. I might become a fan of this show.
Oh.
Oh, they're very attractive.
Do they not look like their dad?
They do not look like their dad at all whatsoever.
Oh, hi. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, I can understand why he wants to get some Navy SEALs to like teach them how to like handle themselves because they're gorgeous.
Well, if you want to get caught up on season one before the season two premiere, it is streaming on Paramount Plus.
Imagine like you start hanging out with one of his daughters, not knowing maybe, and then all of a sudden I want you to meet my dad, and then go back. And it's freaking Sylvester Stallone. I would start crying.
I'd be like, never mind. Thank you for your time.
Are you serious? I'd drop down to a knee and propose right then and there. I'd be like, you could be my father-in-law. We could watch all the Rocky movies together, and you have no choice.
You think that's what he wants to do?
Probably not. But
watch the Rocky movies with his future son-in-law?
Yes. All right, we'll watch Rambo and The Expendables as well. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. We'll do any of these.
Did you watch the show that I don't even know if it's coming back for another season, but Tulsa King?
No.
I mean, it's pretty cheesy and pretty bad, but I like him. I do like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice, tough guy.
The Daily Migs Show.